103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we got this submitted. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. You can always email us or slide into our DMs. She emailed us.
Okay.
And she wants to know if she's the jerk for forgetting her son's birthday. But hold on.
Hold your horses.
There's way more to this story because her son is 5.
Okay. Oh, he's little too. Oh.
So yeah. So listen, she said, Allie and DZ, I have mom guilt so bad. I was scrolling on Facebook when I saw that the Milwaukee County Zoo was having an event called Princesses at the Zoo. Before thinking twice, I bought tickets for me and my 2 kids. Later on that night, I looked at the tickets and realized I bought tickets that just so happens to be on my son's birthday. The event is going to be more aimed towards my daughter since she's into princesses right now and she gets to dress up as well. He's only turning 5, so I feel like he would still be excited to see princesses since he loves Elsa from Frozen. But
right.
Do I dress him up as a prince so he feels more included? Or no matter what, am I the jerk? Okay.
I mean,
I don't think there's any problem dressing him up as a prince. I don't think he's going to think it's like taking a boy to Disney on Ice. It's fine.
No, it's not going to be a problem.
It's just fine. That's the gender part is fine.
It's
more
nothing.
That you bought him on your son's birthday and forgot as you were looking at the tickets and the dates that it was your son's birthday. That was the part for me.
Exactly.
What?
It was the fact that you in the moment was so excited to take your
daughter
to something. You were more excited to take your daughter and how she'd love it. So you went, oh my gosh, perfect. Didn't think about the date, didn't think about nothing. And then only later realized. Yep. How much later was it? Was it the next day? Was it the next week?
Or was it an honest mistake? Because let's be real, we're all losing our minds.
I get that.
Especially with kids. Let's be real. Is it an honest mistake or is it just a selfish move where she just wasn't thinking?
It was selfish, which could definitely
which makes her the jerk.
You know, quite frankly, now the kid is never going to know this if you massage this the right way.
The kid's never going to know.
Never going to know, but they are at an age where they are going to remember things. Mm-hmm. So he is going to remember this magical birthday, so you got to make it right.
All right. Is Delaney the jerk? This is the question. Delaney. She bought tickets to the princess event at the Milwaukee Zoo, which sounds awesome, by the way. And I think her son will just have a great time there. But now she's realizing she bought the tickets and it's her 5-year-old son's birthday.
I feel mean calling her the jerk, but that's where I'm leaning.
Oh, fine. We're going to see what the listeners say because it could be an honest mistake, too. 414.
It is an honest mistake.
533-1037. Well, maybe you shouldn't forget about your kids. How about that? I'm kidding, Delaney. I'll forget my kids, too, one day, and then I'll take all this back.
This is fence worthy, but
no
at
judgment.
The same time, I'm judging.
Yeah, we have to. It's Am I the Jerk? Duh.
But y'all got to judge with us.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Delaney wants to know if she's the jerk because she bought tickets to the princess event at the zoo before realizing it was also her 5-year-old son's birthday. Now she feels bad. Do I dress him up as a prince so he feels more included, or no matter what, am I the jerk?
Man, I mean, you got to dress him up as a prince so he feels included, but yeah, you're the jerk.
Forgetting it's her son's birthday.
You bought tickets for your daughter on your son's birthday. Just be honest. Because you didn't buy these tickets for your son, even though you can spin it.
It sounds so funny. Rico's in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Rico, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Rico.
All right, Rico. Rico, do you have kids?
Yes, I have 2.
So you get the parent guilt.
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. All right, Rico, is Delaney a jerk for forgetting it's her son's birthday?
I think she is a jerk because she was just more thinking about what she's going to do to make her daughter happy than think about both of the kids.
That's right.
I mean, you know, in reality is, you know, when you have 2 kids, you got to be in the same mindset. You know, if you got 2 children, you got to do something fun for both of them. But forgetting her own son's birthday,
yeah,
that's a little bit of a, you know, downer there. So
yeah.
I really think she is a jerk just getting tickets to go to some ice show, you know.
It's a princess show at the zoo, and we live for that stuff when you have daughters. Let us live.
On your son's birthday, let you live.
Dad likes it. I mean, boys like Disney on Ice. That stuff's amazing.
He's going to love it.
Exactly. But he dress them up. He is going to love it. That's really going to solve everything? No. I don't think so.
You're right.
Is it going to change the fact that you forgot your kid's birthday?
It doesn't change the core problem.
No, it doesn't.
No, she's just trying to cover it up with some ice skating.
Okay, now you got me worked up. All right, we're letting you go, Rico. Gotta go.
Let's go. Appreciate your call, Rico.
All right, definitely. Thank you.
You know why he's getting me worked up? Because he's not wrong.
Because he's making sense.
Because he's right. Fine, let's go to Jessica in Racine. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Talk to us.
What do you think? Is Delaney a jerk?
She is not a jerk.
Go on.
She is not a jerk because she did buy tickets for both the kids. Mm. Yes, she thought of her daughter, but she bought tickets for both.
True. He was going to go anyway, actually.
She would have just bought it for her daughter and then had an afterthought, like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. But she bought tickets for both of her kids.
I hear you.
You know, throw a birthday sash on him, throw a birthday crown on him. He will have the time of his life.
That's the thing.
Make him the birthday prince.
At five years old, that's an exciting birthday to go to a princess thing at the zoo. That's actually exciting for a five-year-old.
Okay, I hear y'all. Yes. But Jessica, Allie, let me spin this on you. Say mom doesn't remember, and all of a sudden they are at the zoo. Little sister's in the princess dress. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, oh my gosh,
it's your
birthday too.
Okay, get to the actual day and not remember. There's no way. You would really be a jerk times 9,000.
Then she'd be a jerk then.
You'd be a horrible
mom.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be a mom. In fact, we report you.
So forgetting it a little early is okay.
Yes. Not on the actual day.
I had COVID on my kid's fifth birthday, and I was out. I felt horrible. I made it up to him 2 weeks later, took him out. We had a good time. Like, that's what you do as a parent. Yeah, true. You may forget everything a little bit at a time, but, you know, when you got kids, your mind goes crazy.
Yeah.
And
more than one at that.
Not the jerk.
Fair She's enough. Standing on business. No matter how I tried to convince her.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Jessica. No. Have a good day.
Bye.
Well, get ready. It's day two for this one. Ava's calling in Milwaukee, and she's a fireball. You know that. Ava, good morning.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
You're the tiebreaker. The Rico said jerk, and Jessica said not the jerk for forgetting the kid's birthday. What do you think?
I think I'm going to use Rico to prove my point for not the jerk.
What?
Why? Rico said jerk.
Right.
Exactly. He said it's parental guilt, and that's all it is parental guilt. I feel like you can't be the jerk in a situation where nobody is affected. The only person affected is mom because she knew she forgot. That baby is not hurting. He gets to be a prince. She caught her mistake fast enough to fix it. He gets to be a prince and enjoy it. It's an exciting birthday.
Preach.
But nobody's affected but her. You know what she going to do?
You know
mark that calendar for next year so she ain't forgetting nothing.
You're right.
She learned a lesson. That's what happened.
She learned a lesson. No harm, no foul. The kid is fine. He's going to be fine.
Knows no different.
I knew you'd lay it down, Ava. You better get a theme song on this show.
Ava, you got to go. You're making too much sense. I don't like that.
And plus, this is, you know, just when I think I believe in everything I say, you guys confuse the hell out of me with your points and ideas.
Ava's very much on point, saying the only person really feeling this and being affected by this right now is mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's she's kind of calling herself the jerk, but she called herself out soon enough to where now you can make him the prince of the zoo for the day on his birthday and make it fine.
Call it a learned lesson.
Yep. Learned lesson.
Yep. Make it all about him. Make him believe them tickets were bought for him.
Yep. And we make a lot of mistakes as parents, boy.
Hey, that's how we learn how to be parents, ain't it?
Oh, boy, yeah. Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Thanks,
Ava. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay?
That's right. All righty. Bye.
Okay, bye. Ooh, not the jerk. Wow. Of course, the women. You see, the women led the not the jerk.
I see y'all sipping tea in the bathroom. Jerk. I'll let y'all be. Do y'all think.
We're back in the bathroom today, all the ladies.
We'll just take the trash out.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we got this submitted. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. You can always email us or slide into our DMs. She emailed us.
Okay.
And she wants to know if she's the jerk for forgetting her son's birthday. But hold on.
Hold your horses.
There's way more to this story because her son is 5.
Okay. Oh, he's little too? Aw.
So yeah, so listen. She said, Allie and DZ, I have mom guilt so bad. I was scrolling on Facebook when I saw that the Milwaukee County Zoo was having an event called Princesses at the Zoo. Before thinking twice, I bought tickets for me and my two kids. Later on that night, I looked at the tickets and realized I bought tickets that just so happens to be on my son's birthday. The event is going to be more aimed towards my daughter since she's into princesses right now and she gets to dress up as well. He's only turning 5, so I feel like he would still be excited to see princesses since he loves Elsa from Frozen. But
right.
Do I dress him up as a prince so he feels more included? Or no matter what, am I the jerk? Okay.
I mean,
I don't think there's any problem dressing him up as a prince. I don't think he's going to think it's like taking a boy to Disney on Ice. It's fine.
No, it's not going to be a problem.
It's just fine. That's the gender part is fine.
It's
more
nothing.
That you bought him on your son's birthday and forgot as you were looking at the tickets and the dates that it was your son's birthday. That was the part for me.
Exactly.
What?
It was the fact that you in the moment was so excited to take your
daughter
to something. You were more excited to take your daughter and how she'd love it. So you went, oh my gosh, perfect. Didn't think about the date. Didn't think about nothing. And then only later realized. Yep. How much later was it? Was it the next day? Was it the next week?
Or was it an honest mistake? Because let's be real, we're all losing our minds.
I get that.
Especially with kids. Let's be real. Is it an honest mistake or is it just a selfish move where she just wasn't thinking?
It was selfish, which could definitely
which makes her the jerk.
You know, quite frankly, now the kid is never going to know this if you massage this the right way.
The kid's never going to know.
Never going to know, but they are at an age where they are going to remember things. Mm-hmm. So he is going to remember this magical birthday, so you got to make it right.
All right. Is Delaney the jerk? This is the question. Delaney. She bought tickets to the princess event at the Milwaukee Zoo, which sounds awesome, by the way. And I think her son will just have a great time there. But now she's realizing she bought the tickets and it's her 5-year-old son's birthday.
I feel mean calling her the jerk, but that's where I'm leaning.
Oh, fine. We're going to see what the listeners say because it could be an honest mistake too. 414.
It is an honest mistake.
533-1037. Well, maybe you shouldn't forget about your kids. How about that? I'm kidding, Delaney. I'll forget my kids too one day and then I'll take all this back.
This is fence worthy, but no at judgment. The same time, I'm judging.
Yeah, we have to. It's Am I the Jerk? Duh.
But y'all got to judge with us.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Delaney wants to know if she's the jerk because she bought tickets to the princess event at the zoo before realizing it was also her 5-year-old son's birthday. Now she feels bad. Do I dress him up as a prince so he feels more included, or no matter what, am I the jerk?
Man, I mean, you got to dress him up as a prince so he feels included, but yeah, you're the jerk.
Forgetting it's her son's birthday.
You bought tickets for your daughter on your son's birthday. Just be honest. Because you didn't buy these tickets for your son, even though you can spin it.
It sounds so funny. Rico's in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Rico, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Rico.
All right, Rico. Rico, do you have kids?
Yes, I have 2.
So you get the parent guilt.
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. All right, Rico, is Delaney a jerk for forgetting it's her son's birthday?
I think she is a jerk because she was just more thinking about what she's going to do to make her daughter happy than think about both of the kids.
That's right.
I mean, you know, in reality is, you know, when you have 2 kids, you got to be in the same mindset. You know, if you got 2 children, you got to do something fun for both of them. But forgetting her own son's birthday?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a, you know, downer there. So I really think she is a jerk just getting tickets to go to some ice show, you know.
It's a princess show at the zoo, and we live for that stuff when you have daughters. Let us live.
On your son's birthday, let him live.
Likes it. I mean, boys like Disney on Ice. That stuff's amazing.
He's going to love it.
Exactly. But he dress him up. He is going to love it. That's really going to solve everything? No. I don't think so.
You're right.
Is it going to change the fact that you forgot your kid's birthday?
It doesn't change the core problem.
No, it doesn't.
She's just trying to cover it up with some ice skating.
Okay, now you got me worked up. All right, we're letting you go, Rico. Gotta go.
Let's go. Appreciate your call, Rico.
All right, definitely. Thank you.
You know why he's getting me worked up? Because he's not wrong.
Because he's making sense.
Because he's right. Fine, let's go to Jessica and Racine. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Talk to us.
What do you think? Is Delaney a jerk?
She is not a jerk.
Go on.
She is not a jerk because she did buy tickets for both the kids. Mm. Yes, she thought of her daughter, but she bought tickets for both.
True. He was going to go anyway, actually.
She would have just bought it for her daughter and then had an afterthought, like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. But she
bought tickets for both of her kids.
I hear you.
You know, right. Throw a birthday sash on him, throw a birthday crown on him. He will have the time of his life.
That's the thing.
Make him the birthday prince.
At that's 5 years old, that's an exciting birthday to go to a princess thing at the zoo. That's actually exciting for a 5 year old.
Okay, I hear y'all. Yes. But Jessica, Allie, let me spin this on you. Say mom doesn't remember, and all of a sudden they are at the zoo. Little sister's in the princess dress. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, oh my gosh.
There's no
way. It's your birthday too.
Okay.
Oh!
No, you would never get to the actual day and not remember. There's no way. You would really be a jerk times 9,000.
You'd be a jerk then.
You'd be
a horrible mom.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be a mom. In fact, we report you.
So forgetting it a little early is okay.
Yes. Not on the actual day.
I had COVID on my kid's fifth birthday and I was out. I felt horrible. I made it up to him 2 weeks later, took him out. We had a good time. Like, that's what you do as a parent. Yeah, true. You may forget everything a little bit at a time, but, you know, when you got kids, your mind goes crazy.
Yeah.
And so that's why
more
she
than
says,
one at that.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Fair
She's standing
enough.
On business. No matter how I tried to convince her.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Jessica.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Well, get ready. It's day two for this one. Ava's calling in Milwaukee, and she's a fireball. You know that. Ava, good morning.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
You're the tiebreaker. The Rico said jerk, and Jessica said not the jerk for forgetting the kid's birthday. What do you think?
I think I'm going to use Rico to prove my point for not the jerk.
What?
Why? Rico said jerk.
Right.
Exactly. He said it's parental guilt, and that's all it is parental guilt. I feel like you can't be the jerk in a situation where nobody is affected. The only person affected is mom because she knew she forgot. That baby is not hurting. He gets to be a prince. She caught her mistake fast enough to fix it. He gets to be a prince and enjoy it. It's an exciting birthday.
Preach.
But nobody's affected but her. You know what she going to do?
You know
mark
what?
That calendar for next year so she ain't forgetting nothing.
You're right.
She learned a lesson. That's what happened.
She learned a lesson. No harm, no foul. The kid is fine. He's going to be fine.
Knows no different.
I knew you'd lay it down, Ava. You better get a theme song on this show.
Ava, you got to go. You're making too much sense. I don't like that.
And plus, this is, you know, just when I think I believe in everything I say, you guys confuse the hell out of me with your points and ideas.
Ava's very much on point, saying the only person really feeling this and being affected by this right now is mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's she's kind of calling herself the jerk, but she called herself out soon enough to where now you can make him the prince of the zoo for the day on his birthday and make it fine.
Call it a learned lesson.
Yep. Learned lesson.
Yep. Make it all about him. Make him believe them tickets were bought for him.
Yep. And we make a lot of mistakes as parents, boy.
Hey, that's how we learn how to be parents, ain't it?
Oh, boy, yeah. Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Thanks,
Ava. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay?
That's right. All righty. Bye.
Okay, bye. Ooh, not the jerk. Of course, the women. You see the women led the not the jerk.
I see y'all sipping tea in the bathroom.
Jerk.
I'll let y'all be. Do y'all think.
We're back in the bathroom today, all the ladies.
We'll just take the trash out.
Thank you. We appreciate that.